Welcome to the Old Time Dragnet Show. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, with your second quarter bonus show. You send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net, follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends over on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Dragnet. Today's episode is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. Thank you so much for all your support. One thing I've had requested of me time and time again since we started the show was to play Stan Freberg's parody of Dragnet. However, this presented some problems. The parodies most folks are mentioning were not old-time radio. They were commercial recordings currently available on CD. And originally released on record, so it's problematic at best. However, I came upon a radio series that Stan Freberg did in 1954 called That's Rich. Freberg played Richard E. Wilkes, a wannabe actor in a dead-end job who stayed with his family. And the story featured on the various misadventures he had. It featured a lot of famous character actors, including Dawes Butler, who became best known for his characterization of Huckleberry Hound. Freberg actually works a Dragnet parody sketch into the middle of one of these episodes. So I thought that our listeners would enjoy this episode. This one is from March 1954, which was tax time in 1954. This was actually the last year that tax time would fall on March 15th. The next year it was moved to April the 15th. But here from March 1954 is That's Rich.
Well, this is income tax time, but if you owe the government more than you've got, they're real friendly about the whole thing. They let you pay as you go. Of course, after you pay, where can you go? That's rich. Yes, That's Rich, transcribed, starring Stan Freberg as Rich. We take you again to Hope Springs, California, that bustling little community just a stone's throw from the heart of Hollywood and to the home of Howard and Hazel Crump, where Hazel's distant cousin, Richard E. Wilt, has been living since his arrival in California. This is the dreaded night when Howie does his income tax. He brings in his receipts for 1953 in an old shoebox, which he places on the dining room table.
Hayes, could you hurry and clear off this table? I've got my income tax to do tonight.
Oh, boy, let me out of here.
Now, Happy, you've got to help clean up. Let me warn you, Rich, Howie turns into a monster when he's doing income tax.
Oh, sure. Here's a little item in the Hope Springs Weekly. I thought you might be interested. I'll read it. Federal income tax investigators have chosen this period to check on tax evaders.
Oh, that's just...
possibly with the hope of discouraging chiseling on the current return.
That's standard.
The town is said to be crawling with undercover federal tax investigators.
That is just fine. They're crawling around when I'm making up my income tax.
They're just after chiselers, dear. You aren't a chiseler, are you, Dad?
Of course I'm not a chiseler.
Then why are you worrying?
I'm not worrying. Look, I'm just trying to make out my chisel... My income tax, that's all.
Why are you taking off your glasses, Cousin Rich?
I don't know. Suddenly my eye's kind of smart. Must be the smog. I'll be back to help you as soon as I get my sight saved.
Don't hurt. What are sight savers?
Little tissue papers for cleaning glasses. Only Cousin Rich doesn't use them on his glasses. He uses them on his eyes.
Oh, Happy.
Oh, good night, Hayes. Now, just look at this mess in here. How can I do my income tax in the middle of a bunch of breadcrumbs?
We'll clean it up right away. Happy, carry out the dishes.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to get the aspirin. You can't enjoy income taxes without aspirin.
Don't worry, dear. We'll clean up the table right away.
Oh, what's going on?
Plenty. We're cleaning up, boy.
Oh, well, I'll help. Do you see my glasses anywhere?
Use a paper napkin to wipe the crumbs off the table.
Oh, I'll do that, Cousin Hazel. Hand me that shoebox, will you, Happy?
This old shoebox?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you wipe the crumbs off the table, Happy, you should always wipe them into something, not just on the floor.
Yeah. It's quicker on the floor.
I'll carry out the shoebox with the crumbs. Keep your eye open for my glasses, will you?
Here comes Dad again.
Okay, now this is beginning to look more like we're in business here. Now, Happy, I don't want you in my hair tonight.
Me neither.
No? Well, all right now. Nobody interrupt me. Don't even speak to me.
Okay, Dad. Who wants to?
Where are my receipts?
Are you supposed to answer?
They won't believe me unless I have them. I'll go to Alcatraz.
Gosh, Dad, will you?
I haven't seen them at all, dear.
Well, where are they?
Are you talking about my glasses?
No, my receipts. They're gone.
My glasses are also gone.
Did you see them, Rich?
My glasses?
No, my receipts. Have you seen them?
No. Have you seen my glasses?
No!
Me neither.
Oh.
Maybe we got a kleptomaniac around here.
My goodness, Happy. How do you know about kleptomaniacs?
You'd be surprised what they teach you in the sixth grade now. I know stuff I wouldn't even want you to know.
Oh, good night. Without those receipts, I may go to prison.
Well, you're fortunate, Cousin Howie. See, without my glasses, I can't tell where I'm going.
Well, do me a favor. Look around. See if you can find them, will you?
The best I can do is feel around, Cousin Howie.
They aren't here, Howie.
All right. Who cares if I do go to Alcatraz?
Actually...
6%. 6% of $7.26 times 14.
Actually...
6% of 7.26 times 14.
You see,
6% of 7.26 times 14.
You wouldn't go to Alcatraz.
I wouldn't?
No. You'd go to Leavenworth.
Oh.
Maybe my glasses got shoved under this pile of papers.
You don't see very well without your glasses, do you, Rich?
Oh, no. In fact, that's why I wear them.
If I find your glasses, do I get a reward, Cousin Rich?
Okay, $1.
Oh, boy, I'd find anything for a buck.
If you come across something you don't understand, Cousin Howie, maybe I could help you.
Nice.
I made out my own income tax during a coffee break this afternoon.
Oh, Cousin Rick, you must be good.
No, just lucky. I haven't much income.
Rick doesn't know the first thing about it.
Actually, I do know the first thing about it. The first thing about it is you're supposed to print your name on the top.
Thanks so much.
All right.
I'll print my name on it when I feel like printing my name on it.
Maybe we could make kind of a game of it. That'd be cute, wouldn't it?
Hey, now listen. Alcatraz is full of characters who think income taxes are cute.
Well, I guess I may as well go to bed. See, about the only thing I can do without my glasses is sleep. Yeah, I wonder what freckles will look like tomorrow if I don't find my glasses.
Oh, you look just the same. If you look different.
Oh, then don't mention it. Well, see you in the morning, maybe. Don't forget to print your name, Cousin Howie.
Good night, Rick. See you in Alcatraz.
Leavenworth.
Good morning, Freckles. Happy income tax day.
Oh, good morning. Why, Richard, well, there's something different about you.
Oh, sure.
Oh, excuse me, my lord. Consolidated Paper Products, good morning. Mr. Beasley? I'm sorry I can't buzz Mr. Beasley because Mr. Beasley's line is busy. Why, Richard, you aren't wearing glasses.
You guessed it. See, I took them off last night and put them down for a minute, and I haven't been able to see well enough since to find them.
Oh.
I had to wash my face this morning without glasses.
Richard, you don't wash your face with your glasses on, do you?
Oh, no, but see, I always take a long last look at my face just before I wash it. As a matter of fact, I can't even see your freckles, Freckles.
Richard, Captain? Well, how do you know it's me you're talking to?
Because you always smell just like new mown hay.
Oh, Richard, it's Friendship Garden Cologne.
Oh.
That ain't hay.
You made out your income tax yet, Freckles?
Oh, no. I never worry about me, because it just so happens my grandmother has a very close friend who has a nephew who works for the federal government whose name is Mr. Gumstepper.
Oh, a fed.
And Mr. Gumstepper is such a terrific at income taxes. He does mine because I'm related to my grandmother.
Well, I got to get to work. That is, if I can find my desk. Good morning, Miss Sigerfuss. I suppose. Good morning, Mr. Himmelblau, I imagine. Good morning, Mr. McCobb, I presume.
What's the matter, Rick? Your eyes wore out?
Oh, Hugh McHugh.
Yeah, Hugh McHugh. Listen, it's bad enough looking like myself without having looked like somebody else, too.
Oh, sure. Made out your income tax yet, Hugh?
Income tax? I don't have much use for it. Fellow wants to pay income tax, that's his own business. I could pay income tax myself if I wanted to. I can just think of more amusing ways of spending money, that's all.
Scott, Hugh, I don't they get after you?
Well, they keep signing them blanks. And I was kind of tempted there for a while to make one out. But I took a look at all that figuring, and I said, Anybody wants to do it, it's all right with me. I wouldn't say a word against it. No, sir. Just ain't my idea of a good time.
Don't you get in trouble with the tax department?
Trouble? Oh, no, Rich. So listen, some fella down there to the income tax office keeps inviting me down to see him. Been real nice about it. So far, I haven't gone, but he keeps on inviting me. You know, some fellas might get their heads all swole up with them invitations. But I just figure there's nothing much to it. Listen, You just get your name on one of them sucker lists, and man, you never get it all. I've got nothing against income taxes. I just don't happen to care for them.
Oh, you. You're making all this up.
I know it. It'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, it must be for me.
I have a call for you, Rick. Can you see well enough to take it?
I'll make a stab at it.
Oh, you're
listening.
Hello? Rick, this is Cousin Hazel.
Oh, Cousin Hazel. This is Cousin Rick.
In the shoebox? Did you see it?
Well, I didn't exactly see it. I just threw it in the trash barrel.
Oh, the tax has been collected this morning.
Oh, gosh. Well, what do they do with the trash?
Well, they just dump it in big trucks and... Oh, I don't know.
trouble. Can't you see me?
I could if I had my glasses.
Oh, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, God. Oh, what can I do? Excuse me, Hugh. I've got to speak to the office manager.
I'll give my best regards. Will you do that?
Richard? Richard, what's the matter?
Freckles?
You get me, Richard.
I thought it was Mr. Beasley.
Is something worse wrong than your glasses, Richard?
Well, see, I've got to track a trash truck down.
A trash truck down?
Yes.
But, Richard, does not being able to see very well affect anything else?
No, I've just got to track a trash truck down.
Which trash truck do you have to track down, Richard?
Well, I don't know which one, actually. The one with my cousin Howie's income tax papers in it, preferably. They're in an old shoebox, and I put them in the trash, and the trash men have put them in the truck. So that's the trash truck I have to track down.
Oh, I'm so relieved. It makes sense. But you'll never find it, Richard. Without your glasses, you wouldn't be able to see the papers in the trash if you found the trash truck.
Without my glasses, I wouldn't be able to see the trash truck.
Poor Richard. I'll tell you what. This noon, during lunch, we'll take my car, and I'll help you track down trash trucks.
You will? Oh, Freckles. What makes you so nice to me?
Oh, Richard. I'll be your singing eye trash truck tracker.
Gosh, that's great. And I feel better already just thinking about you and me and the trash truck.
We'll return to that rich in a moment. We have our own pet theory as to what the governor of North Carolina said to the governor of South Carolina. He probably said in all friendliness, "Keep a sharp ear out for the Jack Benny program Sunday nights on CBS Radio." Well, it's barely possible he didn't say that, but with Jack, Mary, Don, Bob, Dennis, and Rochester in their finest fettle in years, isn't it a good idea anyway? This Sunday night at the Star's address, the Jack Benny Show is America's main highway to hilarity. And now back to That's Rich, starring Stan Freberg as Rich. Well, Freckles and Richard have been on a wild trash truck chase all through their lunch hour. 11 times they have been told by the drivers that the trucks don't have Cousin Howie's income tax receipts. There are only a few minutes left of the lunch hour now as Freckles' car draws up before the offices of Consolidated Paper Products Company.
Bad, Richard, but I think it's just hopeless.
Yeah. Poor Cousin Howard. He was crazy with those income tax receipts. Now he'll be even crazier without them.
Well, you can see, Richard, the woods are just full of trash trucks, which are full of bottles and tin cans, but not income tax receipts.
Gosh, I don't know what to do.
Richard, you stay right here. Yeah. I'll be back in a minute. I have an idea.
Okay. Woods are full of trash trucks. I gotta track down those papers. Merely a job for a detective. Detective always plays a hunch. If only I had a hunch. I wish I was a detective. Like Sherlock Holmes, maybe? Or Harry Mason? Or... This is the woods. My name is Wash Tuesday. I work out of Treasury. Monday, March the 15th, 12:01 midnight. A call came in at 10:40. And as I'm away up to the 10:40, 22.2 came in. As I'm away to the 22.2, 618 came in. I added up the 1040 to 22.2 and the 618 and got 3% of line one, whichever is greater. I handed in my blanks to the chief. He knew I was loaded. He gave me 100%, patted me on the pocketbook, told me I was a good cop. 11:45, it happened. I saw a little girl in a blue hood carrying a shoebox. I stopped to question her. Pardon me, ma'am, could I talk to you just a minute, ma'am?
What about?
Nothing much, ma'am. Just want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. What's your name?
What's it to you? I'm deductible.
I'll put you down as Blue Riding Hood. Where are you going, ma'am?
My grandma's house. She's got a friend who's got a nephew.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. What do you got in the shoebox?
What are you trying to say? I got something in the shoebox I shouldn't have?
No, ma'am, I didn't say that.
Then why are you asking me all these questions for?
Just routine, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. May I have a look in that shoebox, ma'am?
Be my guest.
Little giant forger's kit. Counterfeit receipt. Key to Alcatraz. Sawed off shotgun. Well, nothing suspicious here. All right, ma'am, we may want to talk to you later, so don't leave the woods. She skipped on down the path, but she didn't know I'd seen with my bare eyes concealed in the basket what I'd suspected all along. Bifocals. My job, get to Grandma's before she did. I took a shortcut along a rabbit's path through the brush. A sort of a short brush haircut. I walked up to the cottage, rang the bell. Okay, Grandma, it's a raid.
A raid? Well, I'm a peace-loving old hazel. You've got the wrong grandma.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Treasury Department, we just want to get the facts. Where'd you get that reduction on your form?
I'm on a high-protein diet.
I wrote the book around at 10:40 and turned over to the internal trash collector. I tied her up, put in a trash truck. Then I put on the grandma suit and got into bed. Come in, ma'am.
Hello, Grandma. I got your specs. What are you doing in bed?
I'm seeing poorly.
Grandma, what big ears you have.
The better to get the facts. I just want to get the facts, ma'am.
But, Grandma, what a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
All the better to serve you with. You're under arrest. You and your grandma are operating a tax chiseler's ring.
A Fred, I should have known.
Known what, ma'am?
You look nothing like my grandma. You forgot about the mustache.
But I don't have a mustache.
I know, but Grandma does.
Well, I see you broke the tax chiseler's ring. How'd you get a lead on him, Warren?
I just played a hunch. A hunch. It was just a hunch. I played my luck. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. I was just lucky. I just played a hunch.
What you're trying to say, Watch, is you just played a hunch, a lucky guess. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. You just played a hunch. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Watch?
Yeah. I just played a hunch.
So, Richard, you looked as if you were sleeping with your eyes open without your glasses on.
Oh, gosh. I guess I was daydreaming.
I have news for you. You know my grandmother's friend's nephew that works for the government? I've got it all fixed, Richard. He'd just love to help your cousin Howie.
Oh, I'll call Cousin Hazel right away. And Freckles, you're a lot better than a seeing eye dog.
Howie, don't worry about missing out your taxes.
Huh?
Cousin Rich telephoned. He's been terribly worried all day, but it's all over. He's bringing a tax expert to help you. A government man.
A government man? Oh, no. Now, hey, now, listen to me. I don't want anybody poking his nose into my income taxes.
Oh, Howie. What are you so nervous about? It's so silly.
Hey, now, look, I tell you, he's a fed. Looking for income tax evaders.
But, Howie, you're not an income tax evader.
Well, of course I'm not.
You wouldn't cheat, dear.
Cheat? On income tax? Ridiculous. Well, that's something nobody could take a chance on. Of course, a person can make a mistake, can't he? Once in a while, down there, without meaning to.
Oh, of course.
Well, of course, yeah, all right. Of course, every time it came out to a half cent, well, I get the half cent, that's all.
Here they are, Howie. Now be nice.
Yeah, sure.
Cousin Howie, Cousin Hazel. Come in, Mr. Gumstepper.
Good evening, Mr. Trump. Good evening, Mrs. Trump.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. This is Mr. Gumstepper. He's in the government.
That's right.
This is my cousin Hazel, once removed, and my cousin Howie, twice removed,
Mr. Gumstepper is a nephew of my grandmother's best friend. And he just loves income taxes, don't you, Mr. Gumstepper?
That's right.
Well, I think it's very nice of you, Mr. Gumstepper, to be willing to spend income tax eve with us.
That's right.
Mr. Gumstepper doesn't like to talk very much. What he likes is to add.
That's right.
Truthfully, Mr. Gumstepper's head is just practically like an adding machine with hair.
Yeah, try him, Cousin Howie. Give him something to add in his head. He'll show you.
That won't be necessary.
Oh, go ahead. Give him something to add in his head.
No. Oh, don't be stingy, Howie. Give him something to add in his head.
If you'll excuse me. Hayes?
Yes?
Could I speak to you for a minute?
If you'll excuse me, I'll go see what Howie wants.
Howie, what is the matter?
Shut that door. Hayes, didn't I tell you? He's a fad. Undercover.
Howie, what makes you think so?
Well, lots of things make me think so. The way he talks without saying anything. Now, listen, Hayes. I'm not going to get caught in a thing like this.
Howie.
Well, everything's better than Alcatraz.
Howie.
All right, what we got here? There goes $150. Here. I'll give that to Happy and tell him to run to the mailbox with it. That's what your cousin has cost me, $150. Now, here, you send Happy out with it.
I'll tell him to run like crazy.
Oh, here he is. Got your papers, Cousin Howie? We're waiting to go to work.
That's right.
Well, now that's too bad. You see, the fact is, my income tax report has already been mailed.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Gumstepper, you came out here for nothing.
That's right.
I found them.
My glasses. Oh, my glasses. Thanks, Happy. Where'd you find them?
You owe me $1 reward.
Oh, that's deductible.
That's wrong.
Well, where did you find them, Happy?
Well, see, I looked everywhere.
Yeah?
Just a minute ago, I went out through the alley to mail a letter for Dad.
You.
And I looked in the trash barrel. Dad collected the tin cans on account of a lot of paper. See, they won't take any trash if it's got a lot of stuff that'll burn in it. Oh, your glasses were right on top. Oh, Richard, isn't that wonderful? Now you look so nice again.
Oh, don't mention it. Let me see. Gosh, you've still got them.
Oh, Richard, a what?
Freckles.
Hey, what were the papers?
I brung them in. You gotta burn them.
My receipt. Here, give me those. Now look, Mr. Gumstepper. I can prove everything.
Tell your boss.
His boss? Yeah. Mr. Gumstepper is in the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Hmm?
He teaches basket weaving. Well, he's strictly an amateur in income taxes.
That's right.
Good night. My return is in the mail. It's gone.
Did you remember to print your name on it, Cousin Howie?
My name? My name? By George, I didn't. You'll never know whose return that is.
Cousin Rich, thank you.
Don't mention it.
In a moment, we'll return to That Rich. This Sunday night, Gail Straub and Charles Farrell treat us to another slapstick session of My Little Margie. One laugh follows another on My Little Margie, Sunday nights on most of these same stations. Now, back to That Rich.
Well, Richard, that takes care of my income tax form. Unless you can think of any changes.
Oh, no. See, I think your form is filled out fine already, Freckles. I wouldn't want to change a line of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, That's Rich. This has been That Rich, transcribed, starring Sam Freeberg as Richard E. Wilk, with Patty Chapman as Freckles. Also heard were Hugh Studebaker, Patricia Dunlap, and Tony Kaye as Howard Hazel and the Happy Clump, with Dawes Butler as Hugh McHugh. Music by George Fields. Roy Rowan speaking. That Rich, created and written by Frank and Doris Hursley, with special material by Sam Freeberg and Dawes Butler, is produced and directed by Homer Canfield.
Stars of America's favorite cruise.
Welcome back. A very interesting episode of the series. It's worth noting that according to the Radio Gold Index, Freeberg actually did another Dragnet parody earlier in the season, from February 5th of that year. Different show, different plot. I've been unable to track down that particular episode. But clearly, Dragnet's popularity made it an inviting inspiration for Freeberg. And in fact, when he did the commercial version, Jack Webb actually cooperated with that. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it a lot of fun. We'll be back on Saturday with a regular episode of Dragnet. You can send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and give us a call 208-991-4783. But from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.